correct days, he kind of looked like an Indian stealthily approaching the foul line with the ball, and he had a very deliberate, very unusual delivery style, but he was very good and a great man. A great man. He had a couple of bowling alleys down there, and we did a lot of fundraising.
Where was your picture taken when you were on TV?
That was at Don Carter's.
Was it?
He was the guy that walked me down between the two bowlers where the whole thing took place. So every time they did the shot of the bowlers coming towards the pins, I was in that shot.
That was ABC with Chris Schenkel?
Yeah. And Billy Wilder. No, Billy Wilder died. But anyway, it was just amazing. And I deliberately wore this so I could be seen. Yes, and I saw the 710 get picked up, and that was the only time I've ever seen that done too. Pretty cool stuff. Hey, I'll bet if you had a dedicated bowler that you were shopping for, and there's a lot of women that are into it, I'll bet Brian Jewelry could make you a nice gold or silver bowling pin. Or moon earrings, you know, if you want to get real commemorative. Mm-hmm. They make those things from scratch. They have a huge collection of all types and styles, diamonds and gems in stock in various configurations, from necklaces and pendants and charm bracelets and so forth. I'm thinking of having something done in honor of Penelope the Possum.
Oh.
For Goose as a surprise.
Does she have like a charm bracelet? You could do a little possum charm.
I don't know that she has. I have to talk to her mother about that stuff.
Maybe you should start her one. Maybe you should give her one and start one.
It's a great idea.
I know.
Because you can remember so many, celebrate so many different things on a charm bracelet. But now's a good time to stop by, especially with the hot weather, stop in a cool place, and start thinking ahead to Christmas time. Because you know what? You can get something designed and made, or buy it and put it on layaway so that when Christmas comes, that one big gift is off your list and the pressure isn't there, and you can really enjoy the spirituality of the holiday. You know, it's just so much more fun when you're not feeling stressed. Brian Jewelry has been doing that for over 63 years now for folks, originally in Prattville when it was a tiny little town. And now people come from all over, as far away as Pike Road and Union Springs, even from Birmingham South, to take advantage of their professional jewelry expertise and great selection. War Eagle Roll Tide showcases as well. 1778 East Main in Prattville. Online at brianjewelry.com, and they have a club. Join it and save $100 on your first purchase of $200 or more. Fox News in 2.
Who's there?
It's Bill, the electrician, here to make your home burglar-proof.
Oh, thank goodness. I thought maybe you were an intruder.
No, ma'am. I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for intruders. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
How's it going, Bill?
Just fine, ma'am. See, when your intruder trips this wire, it grabs him by the foot and hangs him upside down.
Really?
The experts at Crosby Electric will install lighting that not only discourages intruders, but also makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Bill, is that contraption safe?
Oh, sure. It's disarmed now, but...
Bill!
Like I said, I'm a burglar's worst nightmare.
I see.
You mind cutting me down, ma'am?
Avoid your worst nightmare. Call the outdoor lighting experts at Crosby Electric or visit CrosbyElectric.com.
What are the top 5 reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I do.
It's time to party. It's time to party.
Yeah, it is.
No, wait.
It's just Thursday.
You always find a reason to party.
To party.
Like what?
Like what?
Like.
Like.
Tomorrow's Friday, and then suddenly it's the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's a good reason.
Told you.
Showtime.
Start thinking about it. Half of Americans admit to doing this with their feet. That is the conundrum coming up this hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's eight.
Stand by for news.
It was.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump getting rousing support from the crowd in North Carolina last night as he slammed four Democratic congresswomen of color, including Representative Ilhan Omar, who he said should go back to Somalia if she doesn't like it here. Some Democrats pushing back.
2020 presidential candidate Bernie Sanders used the hashtag, writing, "Trump is stoking the most despicable and disturbing comments in our society, and that very hatred and racism fuels him."
Quack, quack. Rachel Sutherland. Oil prices jumping on tensions in the Middle East and Iran's latest move, according to state TV. Revolutionary Guard forces have seized a foreign oil tanker with a crew of 12 accused of smuggling oil.
The movement at sea comes as Europe continues efforts this week to salvage the Iran nuclear deal.
Fox's Trey Yingst. This is Fox News.
It's a beautiful. By the way, a correction. From Rick Evans, our friend who was here yesterday from the planetarium, that Randall's incorrect. Alan Shepard passed away in 1998.
Oh, so he's not doing good.
Listening to this morning radio program will keep you in the pink. Panther, that is. Wake up with Greg Budell.
Careful, monsieur, with me. Do not tangle with me. I'm a trained expert in karate. My hands are lethal weapons.
Jay Scott.
Special delivery, and then, were you expecting one?
Emily Hayes.
You ruined that piano.
What is the price of one piano compared to the terrible crime that has been committed here?
But that's a priceless Steinway.
Not anymore.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Is your dear goodbye?
No.
I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
It's not just a shot in the dark. It's three men and a lady.
Remember that when duty calls, you got boss.
That's who we are, three men and a lady. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Our conundrum coming up, a chance to win a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card and a six-pack of Moon Pies and Moon Week. It's Greg, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, and the cordial.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Heat index out at the airport at 8 o'clock in the morning is at 91 already. Yeah, another hot day today with a high around 95, heat index 100 to 105. Spotty afternoon and evening storms will be around in greater supply than yesterday, but still scarce as far as the total number. Low tonight, 75. Tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday, rain chances are better. Scattered to numerous showers and storms, peaking in the afternoon and evening hours, fading out at night, with highs mostly in the low 90s over the weekend, and the better-than-normal rain chances continue on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s, I think, by then. Right now this morning, southwest winds at 5, temperature 82 at 810.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Oh.
No, I don't have anything for you.
Oh.
Well, okay.
Well, Barry does.
Barry.
Hello, Barry.
Hey.
Hi.
I was going to answer the conundrum.
Yeah.
Or try to.
What do you think?
Let me repeat it for everybody that's just joining us this hour.
Mm-hmm.
Half of Americans admit to doing this with their feet. What
well,
is
when you're out and about, you flush the commode with your feet.
You think it's flushing the toilet with your feet?
Well, let's take a crack at that.
Guess
you
what?
You are correct.
You are correct.
I just did that with my finger.
That's amazing.
And yes, I have done it.
I do it in public restrooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's almost like, you know, when you're traveling along the highway, it's almost like a martial arts move. You know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Balance yourself on one side so you can reach up.
Try not to touch many things in that room either.
Actually, I find it more effective when you try to flush it with the heel rather than the toe of your shoe.
Not me. No, I have a whole move perfected. I travel a lot.
In a Corolla, apparently.
Oh, speaking of, I posted the photo of us as my brother and sister and I as kids on Facebook in the backseat of the Corolla.
Well, that's going to spike Facebook.
I know. I'm going to break the internet. Lord.
I tell you what, though, you got a $10 CB Bistro gift card and a six-pack of moon pies.
Way to go, Bill.
Hang on. And since we're giving away a Seafood Bistro gift card,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay's on the phone with Barry to talk to him about the Seafood Bistro, because he has just earned himself a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro, a gift card, I should say. Most folks have gone to cards and not paper certificates, but regardless, it'll work at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Dine in, carry out, have it brought to you wherever you are. Don't get stuck having lunch out of the vending machine. I've been there before where you can't leave your desk. You've got so much going on. But you can take just a few minutes to send your order to the Seafood Bistro via their website, theseafoodbistro.com, or by using one of the delivery apps, and you will have it brought to you. And life will be good, and you won't be cranky because you ate some processed crap out of a vending machine. So, check out the menu online at theseafoodbistro.com. You've got to include the in that. Or break away from what you're doing and make your plans to go there for lunch or dinner today, 1651 Perry Hill Road, and follow the Seafood Bistro on Facebook. Good job, Jay.
Great.
Very good.
Thank you, Tony.
Barry.
Well, now that we have the conundrum solved, what are we going to talk about?
What are we doing now?
Let's talk about the moon.
Well, we have a moment here to check traffic, and then we'll be right back.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyer.
We're rolling into the 8 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch is looking around the river region. We see one accident to tell you about. It is where Chantilly Parkway, Atlanta Highway, and I-85 all meet, so be careful in that busy area. If you're on the interstates, I-85 is up at a speed limit ride. There's still a little bit of a delay in the downtown area on I-65 southbound, and the boulevard is moving along remarkably well this morning. We don't have a lot of problems. Watch yourself around the intersections. If you're in the downtown area, be careful. We have traffic lights out at Court Street and Scott Street. Police are directing traffic there. Watch yourself as you pass through. World Acceptance can help you with finances and is located in Festival Plaza. Festival Plaza has so much for your family. They're at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, we are at 14 minutes after 8 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. Have a bunch of odds and ends here. Haven't done a stupid newscast in a while, so why don't we go there next?
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go. Would you be surprised if I told you that firefighters are the happiest workers in the country?
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah. I did not know that.
By the way, there was a house that burned down not far from you.
I saw that on the news. Yeah.
There's another interesting angle on that I'll tell you off the air.
Okay.
Satisfied workers. Now, firemen, that's a dangerous gig. Fortunately, we don't have raging blazes every day of the week. But, you know, for one thing, I hear that chicks dig firefighters.
Well, you know...
Chicks? Like baby chicks?
No, like broads, like dames.
Oh.
You've seen that show Montgomery Fire, right?
Good way to generalize that.
Chicago Fire, I think.
Oh, Chicago Fire. Yeah.
My own best friend.
That was the name of the soccer team when they started the professional soccer league, was Chicago Fire. And we also had WFYR for several years.
They were hot.
Oldies, yeah. The Great Chicago Fire, 104.3.
But apparently, I don't watch that show, but... I guess they have a lot of good-looking people on that show.
Well, firefighters in a lot of places. In fact, even here, do they do a calendar?
They used to do calendars. Yeah.
Yes, that's what I thought. So they did this ranking on job satisfaction. Firefighters came out top. I'll give you guys a second to think who came in dead last. What job? What group of people are the least happy workers?
Accountants!
Sanitation engineers? No?
Accountants.
Postal workers.
Really?
You know what? I don't know. The postal workers I know are
I happen
happy.
To know a couple who are very happy.
Yeah, there's some happy postal. And we have a lot of folks in the postal service that listen to our show. Did
and
you
I
know
think
that?
When you get that job, you are set.
Yeah, I mean...
You're set.
I don't know...
All those government benefits and
whole,
stuff?
A whole bunch about it, but, I mean, the people that I know are pretty happy with it.
Of course, with the day with rain or snow or sleet or hail, you still got to work, though.
I think some of them, one in particular I know, kind of takes that as a challenge.
Let me count down the top five.
Number five.
Guidance counselors.
These are the most satisfied workers.
Satisfied?
On that 1 to 10 scale. Firefighters, by the way, highest, but slightly over 9.
Number 4.
Communications professors.
Really?
In school? Like, okay.
Why those type professors?
That's weird.
I have no idea why they're even separated as a group. Right.
Number 3.
Pediatricians.
Two.
Mine cutters.
I beg your pardon?
Mine cutters.
What's
a mine cutter?
What the hell is that?
I don't know.
I love you, Rich.
they cut mines?
The hell is that?
Well, they go... I don't know.
Look at a...
Mine cutters?
My mind.
I'm reading a list. This is all you're going to get from me.
And this is not mine. Not mind with a D, but mime is in like
mine,
a...
Mine and a mime.
And not M-I-M-E is in like sawing in half.
K-E-Y.
It's like where the seven dwarfs work.
Mine cutter. Okay, this is just bringing me up a... Oh, wait. Mine cutter is a gun.
What?
Wait, never mind. Nope, that's not it.
Huh. We don't even know what this profession is.
Mine cutter.
Well, they put it here in the story like everybody should know what a mine cutter is. So that's what we're doing.
Well, that's rude of them to assume.
And number 1.
Firefighters. Now, let's talk about unhappy.
Okay.
You know, who came in the lowest on that 1 to 10 scale?
Yeah, I can't
imagine. In job satisfaction.
All right.
Dead last, telemarketers.
Oh,
and
God.
That is tough work.
That would be an awful job.
I did it once when I was putting my life back together, and you know what? Telemarketing was an upgrade from the Fountain Diner.
Yeah.
I did it for a couple of months, and then the next job got better, and here you go. Insurance claims and policy clerks.
I bet.
I would imagine that would be tough because you're pretty much dealing with people
that are not happy.
Yeah, that have got a situation going on.
Yeah.
House cleaners and maids are third from last, fourth from last. Court clerks. Maybe that explains why sometimes when you go to do business with one of them, they may not look like they're having the time of their life.
I've never seen them smile.
So I found it. It says mind cutting and channeling machine operators. So apparently a mind cutting. It's a machine. The mind cutting is a machine. Mind cutting machine that somebody operates.
Apparently, they're very
to cut through mines.
Pleased to work.
Yeah, they have an 8 on their satisfaction score, while firefighters have a 9.
Mm. All right, this is a 2-part story.
Okay,
70% of people all across America would rather live somewhere else than where they're currently living.
Really,
70%, and then
it's that whole grass is greener type thing, you know.
If you're looking to move and you're ready to retire, we have the 5 best cheap international cities to live in.
Oh.
Now, I don't know why you would spend your life in America, you know, and then retire to a foreign country and have to get used to a whole new set of customs and stuff.
I would like to travel, but I would always like to come back home.
Volcan, Panama. We can live down there for a mere $16,000 a year. It's a mountain town in the middle of nowhere. You would need to learn Spanish. Medellin, Colombia. They love it there. It snows year round. Piles and piles of snow.
Yeah, but just watch those bullets.
Puerto Viejo, Costa Rica.
Now, I understand Costa Rica is absolutely beautiful.
It's also on the beach. Lots of great restaurants, and you can live there for $24,000 a year. Lagos, Portugal. It's $25,000 a year there. It's a beach city. It's in Europe, so it's easy to travel to other countries.
Portugal.
And Acumal, Mexico. Two people can live there for just under $27,000 a year. It's a growth area for tourism because Cancun and Cozumel have gotten so filled up. Mm-hmm. This area is now developing as an option where it's not quite as crowded.
What? So Belize wasn't on that list?
That is a cheap.
That's unbelievable. The only reason I wanted Belize to be on the list is I could say that. I texted Jay, too, when you started this. I was like, please let Belize be on the list.
You jumped out of your Corolla to tell us that.
Did you see that picture of me? I was a cute kid.
I haven't seen it. I only have two hands. Oh, now we have a response from Randall on the...
Alan Shepard situation?
Yeah.
Bless him. Maybe he just got confused.
Now, Alan Shepard was one of the guys that walked to the moon, right?
Yeah.
He's the only guy that was with the space program from flight.
From Mercury.
Made it to the moon.
Mercury, yeah.
And Glenn did not go to the moon, but he did go on the space shuttle at age 77, as
I know,
you told us.
Which is pretty amazing.
This afternoon, by the way, on Happy Hour, we are going to be spending a little bit less time talking about moon-related stuff and going back to Chappaquiddick.
Yeah. You saw, that's right, you were with me, you saw that movie. They did a pretty good job on that. They had some unlikely, they had a comedian in there in one of those roles. Remember that?
Yes, that was Ed Helms.
Yeah.
Ed Helms is in that movie.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to figure out.
Shepard had the quote of saying, "It's a very sobering feeling to be up in space and realize that one safety factor was determined by the lowest bidder on a government contract."
Exactly. You are on top of a bomb with lowest bidder. Yeah.
In fact, if you could, Jay, I love what they've done with the Washington Monument, where they have projected the image of a Saturn rocket on the side of it to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moonwalk. The height of the Washington Monument and the height of a Saturn rocket, if you could look those up and compare real quick.
One is 555, and that's the Washington Monument.
Okay.
Is that in feet or meters?
Feet.
Saturn, the Saturn V rocket was 363 feet tall.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh.
Now, maybe when it was on the platform, it was taller, but as far as the length of the rocket. From, you know, the base to the tip.
Can you look up how tall the platform was? I gotta find this out. Because if I were betting just on images, I would have bet that the rocket was actually a little bit taller than the monument. Because it's huge.
It is big.
It was also used as...
I love the fact that a couple of the networks have set up on Merritt Island looking towards Pad 39A this week.
I spent some time at Merritt Island.
Yeah?
Yeah. What was her name?
It is not... let's see, 22 feet tall.
No.
I mean, it's not really adding to it.
It's not close then. Okay, my error.
It is only 60 feet taller than the Statue of Liberty.
Gotcha.
So.
8:25 is the time. Sometimes it doesn't take a ton of rain to cause a leak. It's got everything to do with how fast it comes down. And in the case of our house, we had a couple of situations where we saw a stain in the ceiling. Your first thought, you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach. Uh-oh, we may be looking at a roof replacement here. But most of the time, that's not the case. Jones Brothers specializes in... The first place they go is to see where the leak occurred and where the stain developed, and then trace it back to the origin. And once they find that location, they spray seal it shut or do additional work to make sure that that particular location, that will not happen again. And then they send in a touch-up artist to cover the stain. It's a real art. You don't have to have the whole place repainted and all that expense. Considering how ghastly that looks when you first see it and what Jones Brothers charges to make it right, I think it's a real value. Jones Brothers does roof repair and replacement and situations like that. They also do replacement windows and doors, including screen doors, which we have purchased from them and had them install them as well. And they do spotless, flawless, seamless installations. And I love the quality of their work. I always feel value is the word that comes to mind when I've done business with them. So if you need a new roof, or you just maybe want a screened-in patio for the back of the house, a little more recreational space, ask Jones Brothers about that new material that reflects the heat back up into the sky. Makes it usable year-round. 800-264-8009 or browse their entire portfolio of accomplishments and services at jbroof.com. It's 827.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The elderly woman who suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility has died. According to the lawsuit filed, 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. Mitchell went on a field trip in June and was left in the van for 6 hours. Haines Ambulance Service says they're having trouble finding homes during emergencies because street numbers aren't properly displayed. They say you should have 3 to 5 inch numbers on both sides of your mailbox and the front of your home, and that nothing should obstruct that view. And Prattville Police are making changes at Dosterwell Park after several recent disturbances. The park's new hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and anyone under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Montgomery Skywatch in the 8 o'clock hour, and traffic looks like it has returned to a normal flow. We don't have a lot of problems for you. The boulevard is still busy, so watch yourself around the intersections. Both interstates seem to be up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems on I-65. I-85 is moving along just fine as well. Police are still working an accident at Chantilly Parkway and the Atlanta Highway, so be careful in that area. And we don't see any issues on the 31s. If you're headed into town that way, just be careful as you come on into work. For just 10 cents, a thin dime, and your good credit, you can drive away in anything on the lot at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Find a dime in the couch and then get your ride at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
How much do you earn with your checking account? Start earning more. Start earning four with Guardian Credit Union's Ultimate Checking Account. You'll earn 4% APY on your average daily balance. You'll also get free online and mobile banking, a free instant issue debit card, an awards program, and more. Open an Ultimate Checking Account today at Guardian Credit Union and start earning more. Start earning four. Go to myguardiancu.com for details. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's hot fun in the summertime. Hey, you can be the captain of your ship, or in this case, your watercraft, courtesy of Ward Yamaha Honda Suzuki Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. They are a family-owned business celebrating 46 years, three generations, and the fourth generation is here. It's watercraft season, and Ward's has the Yamaha Wave Runners, one of the lightest, fastest, reliable, most fuel-efficient watercraft on the market today. They specialize in side-by-sides, Polaris, Kawasaki, Yamaha, and Honda. And they also specialize in building your side-by-side the way you want it. Top, windshield, winches, lift kits, wheels, and tires. Ward's has it. So go by and be a part of the family. 46 years strong, you can call Ward's today and get it taken care of. See AJ Troy and check them out on Facebook. Ward Yamaha, Troy, Alabama.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Old. My hair's white and gray. My face is all grizzled and tired and wrinkly. It looks like I'm 80 years old. I downloaded Face app. It makes your face look 80, wrinkling your skin up like a grandfather or an old lady. What you look like after 50 years of facial aging, saggy skin and droopy jowls. Your hair is bald and graying. Looks like I'm 80 years old, super elderly. Go weird and crazy to look at the old me. Looks like I'm 80 years old.
Again, I don't understand the phenomenon of the app that will show you how old you look in 30 years.
Who wants that?
You know, it's great to get things in warp speed.
Yeah.
But here's a fact of life. Take it from old Peepaw here.
Here's your Peepaw. Here's your... Did you look at Did you see Barron's picture?
No.
He did it. It's on his Facebook page. He used it as his profile picture. You'll see it immediately when you type in B-A-R... Just one.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, he's going to age well. He's got the...
Click on it. Make it bigger so we can see.
Oh, man.
Man, that is scary how authentic...
authentic it is.
Wow. He's even wearing a tracksuit.
He's one of those forever young types. So he'll age well. I think he'll age better than this picture predicts that he will.
I bet he will, too. Yeah.
I mean, look at how it's worked out for me.
You sure is ugly.
But the day when you're dealing with this, it's going to get here so fast. Why not just wait for that? I can understand wanting to have everything else delivered later today or tomorrow and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But time is going to move quickly. Enjoy what you have today.
It's just something. It's just some little fun thing for people to pass the time with. But I mean, they're giving all their information to the Russians. But you know, it's just a little. It's just a little fun thing.
All right. I see we have Keith on the phone. Keith, good morning to you.
Good morning. You talking about that FaceApp? They had it on the news last night. That is actually owned by a Russian company out of Russia.
Oh,
yeah. We made note of that earlier.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I didn't hear that part.
When they're not colluding with the president, the Russians are trying to make us all feel bad about our age.
They're just stealing your photos.
appreciate the call, man. Thank you.
Y'all have a great afternoon.
Wow, that really is interesting. But it would be even cooler if they did the before and after. So you could see the picture that was used to create, you know, with the app.
Oh, right. Yeah, I got you.
How about that? Somebody says, you really do look mean. Oh, my. It is 8:34 News Talk 93.1 FM. This afternoon on Happy Hour, we're going to be spending a considerable amount of time on this topic. Tomorrow, it's all moon, all day, morning and afternoon. But, and again, when we went to see the movie, we had not recalled that Chappaquiddick had taken place during the period of time that we were landing and walking on the moon.
Right, so you and I are sitting there watching the movie, and then we go, oh, yeah.
That's right. I did not realize it was the same time frame, the same week.
I just saw the launch again, and they showed Teddy there. He was at the launch. So that's Wednesday. So this happened Friday night.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Now, there's a name at the end of this clip. We played this during the timeline this morning. I'm going to play it again. And there's a name of a family friend. And what I want to find out is if the guy that's the family friend...
Because on the counter, you want to know why?
...is the same guy that never spoke to Ted again when he decided to stay in office and didn't honorably resign.
At midnight last Friday, Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge and into a pond on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. A young woman in the car with him was drowned. Kennedy survived but failed to report the accident until 10 hours later. Today, police moved to prosecute the senator on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident after causing bodily harm. ABC's Mal Good reports from Edgartown, Massachusetts.
At 9:30 in front of the Dukes County Courthouse, Chief of Police Dominic Arena faced newsmen in a crowd estimated at 400 townspeople and vacationers. Filing a complaint with the county clerk, Arena charged the senator with leaving the scene of an accident after having done bodily harm.
My investigation is completed. Mr. Steele and I will be prepared to go into the hearing, and we will just present our facts. And then if the complaint is issued, then a summons will be issued for the senator, and then we have to go to court.
The senator will not be required to be present when a formal hearing is held next Monday. He will be represented by local attorney Richard McCarron and longtime friend and advisor of the Kennedy family, Burt Marshall.
That's
Mal
Burt.
Good, ABC News.
Burt Marshall?
Yeah. Was that the name of the guy that hung in there through that whole drama and was the guy that said, you need to resign?
Right. I don't know.
It's the right thing to do. And when Teddy decided to let the voters of Massachusetts decide, this guy never spoke to Teddy again. You know, that's what I'm trying to find out.
You know who was a great actor in that movie? The guy who played his dad. Who was an invalid at the time.
Yes.
Of course, he was a stroke victim. But his facial... that's acting.
That's also... I mean, we're watching a lot of space stuff, but when you look at Chappaquiddick and what, you know, whether you're a Trump fan or not, trying to impeach him because you don't like him is not an impeachable offense. Here's a guy that today in Alabama would be charged with vehicular manslaughter for being impaired and driving a car into a body of water and costing somebody their life. You would do jail time for that.
Right.
They might even call it a homicide. He did this and got a slap on the wrist, basically.
I won't say that the sheriff was complicit, but he was certainly... respectful that this is a senator and we should just not die.
You know, I think in a town that small and a family with that much money, I'm going to guess somebody got something. Everybody was getting something. Something Claus was there that week. Here is James.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Did y'all know, I don't know if y'all already mentioned this, that the woman who drowned, she taught at Catholic for a while here in Montgomery.
That's correct.
Mary Jo Kopechne. Not know that.
Yes, she worked for 1 year in Montgomery.
How about that?
Yep, just an interesting little fact. Y'all have a good day, guys.
Thanks. A couple of years ago, we even talked to somebody that stayed in touch with her after she moved out of town. Mary Jo Kopechne.
Where did she teach? I'm sorry.
Catholic.
Oh, wow.
For 1 year.
That's amazing.
8:38 is the time. Hey, let's take a small leap over to Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, and see what's happening in the category of vehicles available under $10,000. Mr. Salmon earlier was mentioning college students needing mattresses and stuff. They got great values over there. There are also college students who are going to need wheels. And if you're shopping on a budget, when you look at all the expense that goes with just getting set up in college when they're going away, you're going to be on a budget, but you're going to want to buy something reliable that looks nice. And, of course, no college student wants to be embarrassed by the vehicle they're in. Well, that's not going to happen. Let me just point to one in particular here. It's a 2012 Volkswagen Jetta.
That is a win.
61,000 miles. So that's a little under 10,000 miles per year. Click through the pictures and take a look. Not only at the exterior, but the interior of this car, this looks assembly line new. But most importantly, it ain't much good if it looks great and doesn't run or has recurring problems. And they don't put these cars in the lot with the Jack Ingram name on the back until the mechanics have thoroughly vetted these vehicles and said, we can sell this with confidence because our customer's not going to be coming back with somebody else's troubles. That's the thing. That's good for business. And they don't want that happening. So here's where you can go and look at cars you can depend on. Now, if you've had credit issues, the Value Lot across the street from the main building at 235 Northeastern, they have over 20 financing options available. So there's not really a circumstance where you can't at least drive off in a nice vehicle and have it financed right there at Jack Ingram's Signature Used Cars. Shop at jackingram.com or stop by and see Tip Tames and that incredible team of people that will give you the most unused car shopping experience on the planet. And again, jackingram.com. 840.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Pam Lowe just got to me on Facebook, wanted to know where she can see my weather extra. Well, it's on CBS 8 and ABC 32 every Thursday night, and so tonight we're talking about Hurricane Hunters tonight on TV at 6 and 10 on the Alabama News Network. Another very hot day today with a high around 95, heat index 100 or above, maybe 100 to 105, spotty afternoon and evening storms, a little bit more in number than yesterday, but still rather scarce. Most towns will go dry. Tonight's low 75. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, the rain chances do get better. In fact, quite a bit better. It's still no guarantee that every town will be affected, but the storms will be rather numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. All 3 days, highs mostly in the low 90s, and the better than normal rain chances continue on Monday and Tuesday. Right now, this morning, southwest winds at 5, very oppressive on the humidity. Temperature 82 at 842.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96. Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your Thursday morning traffic, and things look great out on the roadways. We don't have any big issues for you. Be careful around the boulevard. It's still pretty busy out there. If you're on the interstates, there's lots of folks rolling with you, but everybody is moving along at a speed limit ride, and we don't see any delays on the 31s this morning. Be careful. Get into work safely, and we'll check in with you this afternoon. Invisible Fence has both outdoor and indoor systems to not only keep your pet in your yard, but away from certain areas inside your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The elderly woman who suffered a heat stroke after being left in a van at an assisted living facility has died. According to the lawsuit filed, 83-year-old Doris Mitchell was a resident at Elmcroft of Halcyon after having hip surgery. Mitchell went on a field trip in June and was left in the van for 6 hours. Prattville police are making changes at Dosterwell Park after several recent disturbances. The park's new hours are from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and anyone under 18 must be accompanied by an adult. And Haynes Ambulance Service says they're having trouble finding homes during emergencies because street numbers aren't properly displayed. They say you should have 3 to 5 inch numbers on both sides of your mailbox and the front of your home, and nothing should obstruct that view. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Further clarification on something we've been knocking around all morning long about the astronauts and cars. Mm-hmm. Alan Shepard was the only one that received a free Corvette because he showed up at NASA driving one when the program began. But there was a dealership in Melbourne, which is very close to the Space Center, mm-hmm. And they had special astronaut lease rates where they could lease a car for $1 a year and they could lease two.
Huh.
So you'd have leased two new cars.
$2.
For $2. And that was
not bad.
Pretty good deal if you can get it. It is 8:45.
Yes! Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Pepper Tree Shops on Vaughn Road.
What's worse than your heating going out in the middle of winter? Your AC wimping out in the heat of summer. Barrett Heating and Cooling has been serving the Tri-County area since 1978. They're ready to help you when your system goes kaput. Whether you want to maintain your heating and cooling units with one of their maintenance plans or upgrade your equipment, trust Barrett to be there for you. From AC units to air purification and humidity control, trust the team at Barrett's. Call them today, 285-0014.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
Hi, this is Danny with High Caliber Gun and Pawn. November, we'll be celebrating 10 years doing business in the River Region, and Blue Water Broadcasting has been an integral part of that 10 years. High Caliber Gun and Pawn, we say we are a step above the rest, and Blue Water Broadcasting definitely is that step.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Today's show is brought to you by Throwback Thursday. Hey, dare you to wear those parachute pants you still have somewhere to work?
I actually did have a pair of parachute pants.
Are you too legit to quit?
And the body to rock them. That got me some attention last. Not that I do not go there to seek attention. The poster on the wall because of this aging app.
Yeah.
So I don't need that. I go out to the lobby and look at me now. And there's your 30 years. 8:48 is the time. For the first time in a long time, we're really hard up for Morning Marine nominees.
People are getting wise to our ways.
They don't want to be on this show. They don't want to be featured.
Is Florida closed today?
Moose out front should have told you.
Well, now, there was a guy in Florida who found out his wife was cheating on him, broke into that guy's house, and left with a souvenir that the guy who was cheating with his wife will miss dearly.
Okay, I'm trying to think what that...
What?
And the way you said it, too.
Pass the story around so we can see it.
Well, basically, the guy in Florida found out his wife was cheating and broke into the guy's house and left with a...
Lorraine Bobbitt?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, you're kidding me.
I mean, took the whole set.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Oh!
At least Lorraine threw it out into the snow.
And only took the...
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The pipe work.
All right.
Whatever you want to call it.
Oh, jeez.
She took the whole steak and potatoes.
This isn't necessarily maroonish behavior, but if you're going to play golf, I mean, how bad can you be? A golfer at a U.S. amateur event shot a 202.
Why do you keep going?
That's in a tournament.
Were they even on the course?
202.
You know, gosh.
And I have one more story here. And by the way, we mentioned this. There was a lady who had an alligator break into her house.
Mm-hmm. Was it a meth gator?
Or a crocodile?
Well, then crocodile.
That's really good.
Love what you did there.
All right, you're excused from the rest of the show.
Much to her chagrin, found out that her insurance company did not cover crocodile break-ins.
I'm not surprised. I am surprised that the New York Post didn't do crocodile, right?
And then our other nominee is from Florida, was not closed, Port St. Lucie. They got a call from another one of those gentlemen clubs. You had a lot of story about those recently. Mm-hmm. A guy who was just flat out passed out in the parking lot. When they got there, they found 48-year-old Michael Monahan face down with his fiance rubbing his back. They heard her say to Michael, "Be calm, please don't fight them." And there's really only one way a drunk guy will ever respond to somebody saying that. He leapt to his feet and challenged the police to a fight, calmed him down and arrested him. When they asked if he had been drinking, he wrote down 33 beers. That's more than 3 gallons, charged with disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest. So it's kind of a weak group.
Has telling someone to be calm ever really worked?
I think sometimes it's...
I can think of one instance where doing that has worked.
Everybody remain calm! I am a fire marshal!
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
All righty then. Now, tomorrow we not only have lots of space and moon pies and all kinds of stuff to do in the morning as we close in on the 50th anniversary, but we will be... giving away some grand prizes from people that have called the show this week. Good knows we've been
fun. Oh, that's right. It's going to be the Aunt Molly segment.
One of them is the...
Friday.
The works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto.
That's tomorrow.
And we still got lots of summer left if you haven't, if you're planning a driving vacation. And that's the only way I'll go. In fact, Mr. Britterbottle has some time off, and I think we're finally going to make it to Warm Springs, Georgia.
Oh, are you?
I thought it was Wednesday.
Because if you weren't, I was going to say we should go over together. When are you going? We're going to this weekend?
I don't know when her vacation starts on anything.
I got you.
But I've only been waiting for 14 years to do this.
I know.
Things just keep getting in the way.
And it's not that far.
No, like an hour and 20 minutes, an hour and a half, something like that.
Right.
But if you're going to plan something like that, but you don't get your car to Don Duncan and let them check it out, mm-hmm. rotate the tires, make sure your fluids are good.
Yep.
You don't want that driving vacation, especially if it's a limited amount of time, ruined. We had this happen to us once. This is when we first started working with Don. Did not get the car checked. Roz drove all the way to Raleigh, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And that's where the car blew up. And thanks to a lot of coordination with Don here and the a shop, there, we were able to get that solved, but it took a lot of time and it took a lot of money. Best thing to do, be preemptive, get your car in to any of the 3 locations, get the works, get it checked out. By the way, they vacuum your car out just as a nice way to say thanks for doing business with us. They'll check the fluids, they run diagnostics, and then you can leave with confidence. Don Duncan with locations in Millbrook on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's on Bell Road just north of Vaughan in downtown. Perfect if you work for the government at 408 Madison.
The Biscuits are baking up more memories on Thursday, July 18th, with the start of a 4-game series against the Jackson Generals. Join us for another free t-shirt giveaway and a Thirsty Thursday at 6:35. The first 1,000 fans, 15 and older, will get a free Tide Night t-shirt. Gates open at 5:30, and be sure to arrive early to collect all 11 shirt designs throughout the season to enjoy pregame live music in the club car bar. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Trust is the firm belief in reliability, truth, and strength. For years, Southern Bell's cleaning service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's brings all their own supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in full-service residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
All right, in our final couple of minutes here, let's welcome Randy Burkhalter from Prattville Farm Center. How are you, sir?
Oh, good morning, folks.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
You know.
Oh, by the way, our mutual friend Gino just called. Are you holding on to a book for me there?
Yeah, actually I am, and I'd like to actually read the book. But not that it's yours, he gave it to you.
No. Read it. Read it. I'm behind. So
it's about World War II.
Yes.
Very interesting.
Sounds like a great book.
I have a very limited amount of time at night that I can actually stay awake to read. It's about 15 minutes after I eat. So it's hard to finish a book in that category.
Teach us something today, Randy. We're in the middle of July. We've still got plenty of beastly hot weather.
It's hot. Yeah. It's hot. Well, What should we talk about today?
Well, bugs, remember a couple of years ago when we had the, so many areas had massive problems with army worms?
Yeah.
Is there something like that this year that
you're hearing a lot about? There is, actually. Yeah, it's a good thing you brought that up. I was lax on bringing it up. Flies have been a big issue. Biting flies have been, we've heard that over and over again. But let me tell you, the all-star winner this year for bugs has been millipedes.
Millipedes?
Millipedes are little, they're about, I don't know, inch and a half long, and they come out really late afternoon, evening, early morning, and they get on in people's garage and they curl up and die.
Yeah.
So you got this little curled up worm.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. We have those in Chicago, too.
You know, sometimes nature favors a certain insect, and they have favored those this year. We have had customer after customer come in and say, what are these things and what can I do? And the answer is very simple. It's a general purpose insecticide. The active ingredient is permethrin. Good news is these things are easy to kill, but now the timing of application of the insecticide and the process is what's important. And that's where we come in. We don't just give you a product, say, here, good luck. We tell you how much to use per gallon, how to use it, in what manner to go about spraying, and when to spray. The timing is important. So we do those things.
And I also want to recommend for those of you, and it's the easiest way. A product called Eraser. You mix it with water. I bought a sprayer, nice hand pump sprayer, and you hit the weeds. And a day later, they're gone. And I use my my grabber thing and just pluck them out of the ground. And where you used to have this array of ugly things growing, in 48 hours, it's nice and clean.
Well, and that's,
love that stuff.
That's the thing. There's so many different herbicides on the market. I mean, gosh, if you went to a store where you're just on your own, I mean, you'd have to do a considerable amount of studying before you even got to the one close to really what you need. And instead of doing that, come here and we're going to help you with it. And not only that, not only help you, if we see a situation where you can save money by doing something else, or maybe you already even have a product that works, we tell you that and say, hey, this is what you need to do.
Well, they got everything you need.
It's not about packing money in your wallet. What it's about, it's relationships and people and customers.
They got everything you need to make it grow or make it go away. And that includes snake repellent, which I bought there and used and is successful.
Yeah.
Preble Farm Center, give us your location and hours, Randy.
We're at 1154 South Memorial Drive, and that's about a third of a mile or so just south of McDonald's on Highway 31. And we're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, 7 to 2 on Saturday. And Sunday, Miss Tammy will make sure I get out of bed, go to church like a person ought to.
You married up, pal.
Yes, you know, I
you did. Really did.
You're talking about somebody that outkicked their cover.